first of its kind in Zambia.
Turn your popcorn into a moneymaker with Quillen. Safe, simple, secure. Visit Quillen.com today for more info. Call us on 0977-397383. Visit us at number 31 Omelo Mumba Road, Rotstock. Quillen, let your car work for you.
Fruit comes in six different flavors. Fruity Original, Fruity Guava, Fruity Mango, Fruity Pineapple, Fruity Apple, and Fruity Granadilla. Fruity is so nice. Fruity OJ all the way. Fruity, a quality product from Californian Beverages.
Enjoy untapped fiber internet at home or at work. With LiFiber, you can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speed on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
Good afternoon and thank you so much for staying with us. It's now time for the news bulletin at 12 hours. The headlines. High Court retains jurisdiction in Northern Mona injunction bid. Charles Chanda endorses President Hichilema ahead of August polls. And in international news, at least 131 dead in Ebola outbreak in DR Congo, officials said. And now the news in detail. The Lusaka High Court has ruled that it has jurisdiction to grant Patriotic Front Faction Secretary General Morgan Mona an interim injunction pending the hearing and determination of his appeal at the Court of Appeal. This follows the dismissal of his case against former Makeru Member of Parliament, Mal Sampa, over his removal as PF Secretary General. In her ruling, Judge Concepta Zulu tells that although there are no express provisions in the High Court rules or those of the Court of Appeal and Supreme Court, the High Court still has jurisdiction to grant an interim injunction pending appeal. Judge Zulu dismissed Mr. Sampa's argument that once the High Court dismissed the substantive matter on March 3, 2026, it was stripped of jurisdiction to entertain an application for an interim injunction pending appeal. However, the court has directed that it will proceed to hear preliminary issues of law raised by Mr. Sampa in the matter. It has also ordered Mr. Mona to file his affidavit in opposition to the notice of motion within 2 days, while Mr. Sampa is expected to file his reply within 2 days thereafter. The court has since set May 27, 2026 as the date for hearing the preliminary issues raised by Mr. Sampa. United Prosperous and Peaceful Zambia Party leader Charles Chanda has endorsed President Hakainde Hichilema and the ruling UPND ahead of the August general election. Mr. Chanda, who was disqualified from contesting the presidency, has said since his name will not appear on the ballot, President Hichilema remains the best candidate to advance rural development. He has stated that his party will now shift its focus towards preparations for the 2031 general election. Mr. Chanda has also urged his supporters to vote for President Hichilema, describing him as a leader who understands the needs of people living in rural areas.
I have made the decision that closest person that could be given the support so that we drive this agenda is President Hakainde Hichilema and his UPND. They are in power. They've done certain things that we cannot overlook. And because of that agenda, of course, there are a lot of things that are negative, which all of us understand. But at the end of the day, if they have the willing heart to listen to the cries of the people, I believe that because President Hakainde Hichilema has only led us for 5 years, we could give him the benefit of a doubt. Let's give him another 5 years.
Agriculture expert Dr. Oliver Bulaya has warned that the proposed maize purchase price of 200 kwacha per 50 kilogram bag by millers could negatively affect farmers, food security and the country's long-term agricultural transformation agenda. Dr. Bulaya said while market dynamics play a role in determining commodity prices, maize prices must remain fair, sustainable and reflective of the rising cost of production faced by farmers. He has noted that farmers continue to grapple with rising costs of fertilizer, seed, fuel, labor, mechanization, irrigation and transportation, adding that a buying price of 200 kwacha per 15 kilogram bag may fall below production costs for many small-scale and emerging farmers. Dr. Bulaya, however, acknowledged the challenges facing millers and processors, including high electricity tariffs, taxes, fuel prices, transportation costs, financing and other operational expenses, which continue to contribute to the high cost of meeting you on the market.
While recognizing the importance of market dynamics in commodity pricing, it is equally important to ensure that maize prices remain fair, sustainable and reflective of the increasing cost of agricultural production. Farmers continue to face rising expenses associated with fertilizer, feed, fuel, labor, mechanization, irrigation and transportation. As you are aware, that it's not every farmer that is subsidized, you know, by the government. Many and the larger percentage of the smallholder farmers buy these inputs on their own. Even those that are subsidized, they buy extra of the inputs, you know, using their own resources.
Chanda of the famous music duo, Chanda McKay, has been taken to court on a charge of trafficking children. Chanda, whose real name is Edward Chanda, has pleaded not guilty to prohibition of trafficking of children, contrary to the Trafficking Act of the Laws of Zambia. He appeared before Chief Resident Magistrate Ntandose Chabala, who read the charge to him. He denied. Particulars of the offence allege that Mr. Chanda, on the 3rd day of August 2025 in Lusaka, did traffic WK, a child within the territorial boundaries of Zambia, for the purpose of engaging in sexual exploitation. Mr. Chanda is also facing one count of prohibition of child grooming and prohibition of child solicitation, contrary to the Cybercrime Act. The court has since adjourned the matter to June 1 and 2 for commencement of trial. Citizens First President Harry Kalava and his running mate Moses Mawere have been duly nominated to contest in the August presidential election. Speaking shortly after the declaration, Mr. Kalava said Zambia now more than ever requires unity in order to move the country to another level of development. However, he expressed concern over the nomination process at the Mulungushi International Conference Center, describing it as prolonged. National Democratic Congress leader Savoy Imboela, whose party is in alliance with Citizens First, has welcomed the successful nomination of Mr. Kalava.
We thank God that our president, President Harry Kalava of CF and the CF Orange Alliance, has gone through. As you know, these days, it's not an obvious thing. There are too many mingalatos happening. Look at even the Mungoshi conference now. It's not looking like a filing in. It's looking as if it's police day. There are more police here than politicians. Our people are being sent to stand there as well, as if they're going to parliament. Look at even just the chairs within Mulungushi. Normally, there should be people in Mulungushi because that's the reason why the chairs are like this. You get the point. So now, the way they are doing things, accreditation to get into Mulungushi, it was only 25 people and all those things. So the environment does not look okay.
Several other presidential candidates are also expected to file their nominations today. Among them are Enoch Songa of the Third Liberation Movement and Francis Mwape of the People's Party. The Forum for Democracy and Development is also scheduled to file nomination papers for its presidential candidate, whose name is yet to be announced. Also expected is Kasonde Mwenda of the Economic Freedom Fighters Party. Others on today's nomination schedule include Brian Mondovile of the National Reconciliation Party for Unity and Prosperity and Dr. Chitalu Chilufya, representing the Patriotic Front.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking. The